business. We have no presentations, no executive committee reports, board or committee reports to move forward through, and no business at all. And do we do a recording first one?
We do have a guest.
So we do have a registered guest. So I'd like to open the forum, and if that guest has any questions for Councilor Executive, now's your time. Yes?
The first question is
One moment, we have a Vargas.
Vargas
Alba. Please, go ahead.
Point of whichever one it is. Parliamentary inquiry.
Yeah.
Would you be able to note the difference between open forum and question period?
Absolutely, thank you. So open forum is a time in which guests and students can ask questions of councillors and the executive, and then question period is a time for councillors to ask questions of each other as well as the executive. Thank you for pointing that out. Our guest, please go ahead.
First question goes to the president, Bat Nagar. It's about one of her campaign promises about the feminine products. Just wondering if you have any updates as to the status of that campaign promise.
President Bonnegar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I don't officially start the role until May 1st, so it's been a little bit stagnant, but I have talked to our sponsorship and media director to reach out to companies that provide menstrual products such as Playtex, Kotex, and recently I went to a session where I learned about Diva Cups, and I got a free Diva Cup, and I will say they're really interesting, so we are going to be looking at ways that we can provide them. They're also high cost, they're like $33 per piece. Which could, you know, be a cost barrier for some students. So I think we're going to be going the route of sponsorship, but I will have more updates probably mid-summer about the school.
Thank you, President Bonnegar. Any other questions for open forum? Go ahead.
So just a follow-up question on that one. The Vice President of Student Life said that he had progress on that portfolio during the campaign. Was that true?
Thank you for the question. To my knowledge, there hasn't been a transition of the file yet, so the only information I have was what was outlined on the platform.
Thank you, President Bonnegar. Any other questions for open forum? Go ahead.
Last question goes to Vice President Brown. Just wondering if there's any cause updates on the Indigenous project that they were undertaking or starting to.
Thank you, and that exhausts your questions for the forum. And we'll go to the Vice President.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker, thank you for the question. CAUSE has not met, we have met once or twice in the last couple of weeks. That specific portfolio hasn't been discussed because we've been transitioning in a new executive director. And we're planning for our changeover conference right now. So our changeover is going to be happening May 10th to 14th in Canmore. That's where we gather all of the outgoing and incoming CAUSE delegates. And for just council clarification, CAUSE is the Council of Alberta University Students. That's the provincial advocacy group that we work with, advocating specifically for the provincial government. So we'll be gathering for our changeover in May, and that is definitely an issue that I am personally going to make sure is talked about, but as of now, we're just working up to that point in May.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. And that is it for open forum, as we only have one registered guest, and they have exhausted their speaking terms. We'll then move into question period, and we'll start with Councillor Sunday.
Thank you. Not necessarily a question. I just wanted to present the incoming executive with a little gift on behalf of myself as the previous chair of the Aboriginal Relations Reconciliation Committee and on behalf of members of Aboriginal Student Council. We got you a book about Indigenous histories and rights, and we hope that you will give it a quick read, and hopefully it will help inform your advocacy and your work with Aboriginal students on campus. So thank you all.
Thank you for that, Councillor Sunday. Any other questions for question period? Sure. So I will remind, I'll just quickly remind council again the purpose of question period. This is the time in which you're able to ask questions of anyone here in council, including the executive, and the executive can also ask questions of councillors. This is the time to have any of those answered.
You get three questions to ask. Your question should not exceed 30 seconds, and the answer should not exceed 2 minutes.
We have Councillor Sunday.
Thank you. My question is to the Vice President External. During last year's council, the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee penned a letter to, I believe it was CASA or CAUSE, on their indigenization policy. I know that there has yet to be an official response, so I was wondering where that organization is at in responding to ARC's letter and its recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sunday. We'll move to Vice President Brown.
Thank you for the question. So this was something I wanted to send to CAUSE personally, but wasn't able to because of the elections. It was delivered, it was discussed. I know that it was received very positively. And like I mentioned to the Gateway earlier, it's going to be something that we continue to discuss at our changeover. As for a direct response, it's something that I can ask them to provide, if that's something that ARC would like to see. Like a response letter, just let me know if that's something that you'd be interested in. But I can confirm that it was it's something that we raised. It's something that we raised very directly in one of our meetings. It was taken really well, and I think that's going to lead to some very solid progress in the upcoming year.
Thank you, Vice President Brown, and we have a question from President Bonnegar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is to Councillor Sunday. I was wondering if you could speak to your experiences as chair of ARC in order to help encourage councillors who may be a little bit nervous when it comes to electing themselves onto committees or electing themselves as chairs of committees.
Councillor Sunday.
Thank you for your question, President Bhatnagar. I've had the pleasure of being a chair of ARC as well as the chair of some other committees at one point or another of council. I can say that for myself, it was a very, it has been a very rewarding experience. I would urge every councillor, regardless of the experience you may or may not have, to run to be a chair. You know, you don't necessarily need all of the knowledge before becoming chair. It is kind of something that you only learn with experience. You can, you know, read as much as you'd like, but really it's kind of about your experience and how you view, I guess, being the chair. This isn't making much sense, sorry. But I would again urge everyone to try and run to be a chair if you are committed. And I would say that there is no one definition of what being a chair is. Having been on numerous committees, you know, the chair will run the meeting kind of how it is very tailored to the committee, so if there's no one way to be a chair, it's kind of what you make of it. And really in that way, being a chair is very beneficial because you can kind of put your own stamp on it and see how others react to it and change accordingly. And it's just really great, great experience. So again, I will end off by urging everyone, regardless of if this is your first time on council or you've been here before, to really find the issues that you are passionate in, find a committee that you believe you'll best be able to address those issues, and run for chair, and don't let anybody stop you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sunday. Great points. No one, any other points for question period? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item of business, which is item 7, Board of Committee Business. Today is mainly a Board of Committee business. As the inaugural meeting of Students' Council, we'll be nominating councillors to various committees. Our first item of business is item 7A, nomination to Audit Committee. And we will pull up the description of Audit Committee, which I will read aloud for council's consideration, and that will also contain the membership and how many councillors will be. The Audit Committee is composed of 7 non-executive voting members of the Students' Council. The committee is responsible for reviewing all Students' Union financial statements, credit card expenditures, and alterations to the Students' Union budget. The committee is empowered to investigate any inappropriate transactions.
Point of privilege.
Go ahead.
Can you zoom in a little bit on the screen?
Great example of a point of privilege.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
I would like to request information from the current Vice President, Operations and Finance. As they were the chair of audit last year, I was wondering if they could speak to the time commitment of the committee.
Go ahead, Vice President.
So thank you, Councillor Sunday. I was thinking of a way to try to suggest that I speak to it. So our committee, honestly, is not the most difficult committee, and it doesn't take a ton of time to do. The process is pretty easy to learn, but it is a very important committee. As kind of previously mentioned, simplifying it, it's basically just reviewing audits for the financial statements of faculty associations and residents associations, approving them so they can receive their funding. And then also, one of the most crucial parts is it reviews the executives' credit card statements and how we're spending student money on various trips and at different expenditures. So if that's something that interests you, I'd encourage you to run. The chair of audit, last year I did a lot of work, including processes that I hope the next chair will carry forward. There's a fairly comprehensive transition report that you'll have the opportunity to read and learn from if you go into the role. But honestly, like I said, audit committee is not the most busy of all committees. It mostly meets on an ad hoc basis. But the decision of the next chair on whether or not to continue that or whether or not to have a more strict kind of set of times to meet is really up to the next chair. But I would encourage everyone to run for it, and then further to kind of Councillor Sunday's point, possibly even consider running for chair this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Stapp. Any other questions on what we're about to do with the nominations? So we have received, as part of the new council procedure this year, we've received nominations in advance, as well as explanations on why these individuals want to participate in these committees. We have four nominations for audit committee, and that leaves three seats to be filled. So I'll now open the floor to nominations to audit committee.
And all of the things you're going to see up here are attached to the order papers, so you can go look them there. We're not going to zoom in. We'll just show you. You can see the names.
Yes?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Douche.
Councillor Douche, do you accept?
If you'd like to nominate, please press your button. Or you can do it in order.
Councillor Saeed?
I'd like to nominate
Councillor Padesha, do you accept?
He's not here, but I'm speaking for him, and he does accept.
Okay. Again, please press your buttons if you'd like to nominate. The little talkie button in front of you and a little black box. We need at least one more.
One more. Councillor Rose.
So I would like to nominate Councillor Jamal Uddin.
So we do.
So if we have more people are appointed than this, we then vote the preferential ballot of who you want on the committee. If there are not more people, then these people automatically go onto the committee. Okay. Not met the minimum.
But don't let that discourage you. If you stay in this committee, please do put your name forward and we will have election procedure. Any more nominations? Going once? Councillor Draper.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Beasley.
Councillor Beasley, do you accept?
I decline.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Once? Twice? We have an audit committee. As well as other important stakeholders in Aboriginal relations at the U of A.
It acts as a link between Students' Council and Aboriginal students and assists in the SU's implementation of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action. And we'll swap over to our previously...
Three of those spots.
Okay, so we have three spots for councillors and more than three nominations, so we will move into the guest, Councillor Dooch.
I don't know if this is a point of information or a point of parliamentary inquiry, but who is Kathleen Hubert?
Hi. It's confusing.
Okay, okay.
I have divorced parents.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, it's me.
That's supposed to be you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put Kathleen Hubert there. Like, that was my fault, but it's me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
So that should read Kid Kid.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Councillor, go ahead.
If I have point of information, I guess, for the speaker. If I have information that I believe pertinent to the nomination, what point would I raise?
Pertinent to the nomination, as in, like, you want to talk about this committee as the former chair?
Yes.
Then now would be an excellent time for that.
Oh, wonderful. I'll just let everyone know that although there are only three spots for councillors, the Aboriginal Relations Reconciliation Committee is similar to the Council Administration Committee in that every member of Student Council is a member of ARC, so you can all come to the committee and vote. I will also say that if you feel like nominating anyone, which of course you can, the executive are exempt from these three seats. The executive have their own two seats on the committee, but those are chosen by the executive committee. And as the executive are exempt from these three voting seats that we're talking about now. That was all I was going to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sunday. We do have multiple nominations.
Eight.
So we have eight nominations for three spots. That does not mean that you cannot nominate individuals for four. So we will open the nominations for anyone else who's interested in this committee. Ready for nominations? Going once? Going twice? Three times? No nominations? So we will commence with an election procedure for this committee. Okay.
So with the new procedure, the stuff they wrote is in here. However, there are a couple who haven't written anything, so we'll give them the opportunity to do their 2 minutes in which to speak.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
So, point of privilege, could you please write down the names in a separate sheet so that we can just see the names?
Well, I mean, you can see the names in the order papers.
Oh, yeah.
They're all in the order papers. The newest one, the one that Rebecca sent out like right before the meeting today.
Yeah. Thank you for the question.
So we have only one person who hasn't written anything, so that's still secret ballot.
Go ahead. Answer Kit.
Oh, point of parliamentary inquiry, I think. So only the person who did submit a bio gets a speech, or does everyone?
So it's the person who did, because the write-ups are considered the speeches.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so if they didn't write a speech, they can speak.
Okay, Councillor Dillon?
Definitely.
Yes, so we'll give you 2 minutes. We'll give you 2 minutes to write a speech for your knowledge.
So hello everyone, I just wanted to quickly introduce myself before I go into what I prepared. My name is Simran Dillon and I'm a first year student here at U of A, and this is a new experience for me and a learning experience, so I'm very excited to be here with you all today. So the reasons why I want to join ARC are besides, like I commend everyone else running for their experience in governance, however I want to address my passion and what stemmed from this passion and what created it. I am a founder and president of a national program called FLY. Largely what our demographic works with is with Aboriginal youth. We work towards creating educational opportunities for disadvantaged youth across the nation, and currently we're in immigration services in BC, in Edmonton, and the Syrian refugee facility. I've also worked with Aboriginal families in my intercultural and cultural family centered daycare, where I worked with low privileged Aboriginal families. And so in this case, I was able to develop a passion and insight into this field. I have an understanding of the needs and the priorities that these people and this beautiful culture has and the problems that they've been faced with. So all these experiences have come together, and really, I want to incorporate them within my role in ARC. I have that field experience, and I have the ability to voice what I've seen, and I really want to bring certain things to light when addressing those problems. I've also worked with different marginalized groups within the community through many volunteer programs, such as the Multicultural Women and Senior Services. So I really want to be able to bring that experience in voicing the needs and addressing problems facing current individuals within our society, and especially on campus. Thank you.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
According to Students' Council Standing Orders, Section 8, Subsection 2C, in the event that there is a contest for a position, the nominees shall be given 1 minute of speaking terms in order of their submissions. So does that mean, so what I read from that is that we should all be given 1 minute to speak.
So can you say that section again?
8-2C.
Okay. Well, in that case, then, yeah, this is the new procedure, so bear with me here. In that case, that's my mistake. I was mistaken. I thought it was only if they hadn't submitted anything or if there's not anything on the floor. Given that, yes. And because we gave Councillor Dillon 2 minutes, it's only fair to give everyone 2 minutes. So we'll just for this one allow everyone who's on there 2 minutes instead. For the future, it will be 1 minute.
So, yeah.
In that case, we'll go back to this.
Yeah, thank you.
It is important.
Okay. So we'll continue. Thank you for flagging that, and we'll continue on. First with Councillor Vargas Alba.
Cool. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. So I've been looking forward to being able to apply to be on ARC for a really long time. It's a committee that I've known about for such a long time. It's a committee that I've gone to in the past. It's a committee that I've, you know, been passionate about ever since it began being a committee. Despite the fact that I wasn't on council, I was still able to go, still was able to attend a few meetings. And it isn't just because I'm passionate about what ARC seeks to do. It's also just because I'm passionate about Indigenous issues everywhere in my daily life. Anyways, it's one of my largest passions. And even though I'm a non-Indigenous person, I approach that through that specific angle of knowledge, knowing that the role of a treaty partner is not just someone who stands idly by while like obviously we let like Indigenous people lead and strive, but it's also the role of accomplishment. Honestly, abolishing the settler state, but that's for another day. But, you know, having conversations and having genuine contributions to what it means to be on the Aboriginal Reconciliations and Relations Committee, for me, looks like using the knowledge and experience that I have, that I've already have, like, partly on ARC, but with many of the people who are already, like, have been sitting on ARC, but through the various ways in which I've been involved, with like Indigenous communities on campus, be that by like showing up. Obviously, I don't get a gold star for that, but like that, I would say that that's to a degree a bit of a qualifier. Also, just like making Indigenous like resources, knowledge, stories a key part of my learning over the last 4 years, and just the ways in which I approach life in general, would be really, really privileged and excited to sit on this committee.
Thank you, Councillor Arisalva. Then move on to the next. Councillor Hoosh, you have 2 minutes.
I think this is my third time trying to get on ARC. I would really like to be on it. I believe in it, and I like it does. I just want to be on it. Please put me on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hoosh. Move on to Councillor Ottawa.
So I had the pleasure of actually being nominated for ARC this past, like when I was just elected, I didn't really know how any of the committees worked. I like signed up to a bunch of them, and realized I overcommitted myself, and I had to resign from the committees that I was part of. With that being said, I still did want to be part of it, because I do believe that the mission are like kind of like the goal and the values are important. And after seeing this past year, especially like the work that a lot of the members of ARC have been doing and learning a lot about like getting exposed to a lot of the issues on campus and like how like, even as a non-Indigenous person, I had, like, a huge impact to kind of, like, work towards reconciliation on campus and out of campus. It's kind of why I put my, this is why I applied to this position. It was one of the few positions that I, actually the only one, I think, besides non-com. With that being said, there are a lot of strong candidates, and I do understand, if you don't want to put my vote, I will still be showing up to the meetings no matter what, so that's fine. I have more time, freed a lot of my time up, so it's cool with me.
Thank you, Councillor Adwan. Move on to Councillor Kidd.
Okay. So, obviously, first thing to address is I am not an Indigenous person. I am a white woman, and I think it is important that I acknowledge my privilege in that. But I do think as an education student, I've worked really hard to understand my role in helping bridge the gap between Indigeneity and, as Councillor Varga Asari Alba mentioned, the Settler Society. And one of the things that is really important to me and that I learned a lot about through the class Education 211, which is Indigenous Perspectives on Education, was when we had Cindy Blackstock come to talk to us, and she mentioned that an Indigenous activist for school children, that our view of reconciliation may not be what is needed. And I have found through discussions with members of the Indigenous community on campus that sometimes what we do is not fully what they want or what they deem helpful. And I really want to be able to help bring their voices to this committee, even though I am a white woman. So yes, please vote for me.
Thank you, Councillor Kidd. Move on to Councillor Sunday.
So as I said in my submission, Nathan Sunday, Nitsigasun, Aguaka, Musigate, Kinosana, Totsinia. My name is Nathan Sunday. I'm from Goodfish Lake First Nation. I am, according to the government, I am a status Indian from my reserve. I have a little card with my name on it and a registration number that when I call the government, they'll ask me for my registration number before they ask me their name. As well, I'm also the Native Studies Counselor, and as a result, I have a lot of both academic and personal knowledge about kind of what it means to be Aboriginal and working with other Aboriginal people. I'll also preface by saying, obviously, I may not look what the stereotypical view of kind of settler society would have you believe is an Indian. Obviously, I'm white, and as a result, I do not have the same experiences of oppression and racism as my cousins or other family members do. However, this is an issue that I'm really passionate about. I have worked since my first time on Students' Council to increase kind of the profile of Aboriginal issues at this committee, as well as Aboriginal counselors. I find that there are never enough Aboriginal counselors on Students' Council. Even worse, preliminary research has shown there's never been an Aboriginal member of the executive. And I think ARC is a really good place to kind of foster relationships with Aboriginal both students and organizations outside of the student union. And that was kind of the impetus for creating the committee, was that having those relationships as center to the interworkings of the committee, which is why, you know, the committee is not just comprised of Students' Council, it's comprised of other Aboriginal students and groups. And as I have worked as chair of the committee since its inception, I would like the opportunity again to sit on the committee.
Sunday.
Thank you.
I'm on to Councillor Bowes.
So seeing all these nominations, I think I can just attend any of the meetings, and that's why I would like to withdraw my nomination. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Bowes. Councillor Jamali, did I mention it correct? I will echo what my colleague said here earlier. If I mispronounce or do any errors, please correct me. I want to make sure to get them all right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know a few people who are on the committee from the previous year, and I heard so many amazing things about the committee, considering how recently it was it came to be. So I'm hoping that I could hopefully be part of that for the upcoming year. Whether I do get a position on the committee or not, I'm really grateful to hear from Nathan that we are still welcome to go to the meetings. And whether I get nominated or not, I will definitely be attending the meetings, as it's still my duty to, as a student or as someone who lives on this land, that I attend meetings such as these, or do things outside of the council.
Thank you, Councillor Tomaldi. That closes our nominations. So again, you have been passed out a preferential ballot. Please rank your preferences for individuals on the committee. I will reiterate what Councillor Sunday said, that everyone is welcome to attend this committee and participate, but please select your candidates as per your preference. Due to the sheer number of nominees that we have, we will be collecting these ballots and tallying them at the end of the council meeting and sending the results via email afterwards. It will take us some time to tally them and send it out to the remainder of council.
A point of information.
Yes.
So not a request, but just to say to everyone, I thought I would introduce the president of Aboriginal Student Council. We say this, I mean Catherine Belcourt. She was a previous councillor, and she will be representing Aboriginal Student Council on the committee. She is a fierce advocate for Aboriginal students, and she has no qualms with coming here and beating us over the head and telling us what we're doing wrong.
Okay, so once you get your thing filled out, bring it up here and hand it to Rebecca.
Thank you, please. Great. We'll wait for everyone to hand in their ballots and we'll move on to the next meeting.
No, I think you rank everyone. Yeah. But you don't need to. You can only rank the top. You can only rank, like, if you don't want to rank everyone, you can just rank the top two. Because then you could only rank two people. You could only rank a single person, in theory. Like, for example, if you didn't like any of the candidates, you would, or you only like one of the candidates, you would rank a single person to ensure that your second vote would not push anyone else up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
President, I did like the person I wanted to
do it. Right. Yeah.
Because that's just like
algorithm.
Like,
yeah.
The best way to do it.
That's right. Yeah.
My friends were like, they were like showing me how they filled out their ballot, and they were like, how did they do this? And they were showing me how they ranked other people.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still here. No.
Any other ballots? Going once, going twice, and sliding sideways. All right. Council. We'll move into the next committee. Yes?
I don't know if this is like standing orders or if we have to vote on those first, but
right.
Does the meeting official have to end at
9? Good question. So technically, standing orders for council have not been approved yet. So we can... Yeah, so standing orders have not been approved yet, so therefore we do not have to finish at 9. We will move through the committees and get them appointed and complete the business on the agenda today. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Wayne. Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Item 7C, nomination to bylaw committee. I will read the description of bylaw committee if the mouse doesn't go crazy. Bylaw committee is composed of 7 voting members of Students' Council. The committee is responsible for drafting bylaws and referendum plebiscite questions required by Students' Council. The committee may also make recommendations on bylaws to Students' Council.
this one, for bylaw, there are some execs that by default sit on it.
No.
I believe. What's your name?
Bylaw does not have ex officio seats, but that has been there has been executive that have sat on ex officio seats. Yes, go ahead.
I don't know what I'm asking here.
That's fine.
My question is basically, has anybody in this room sat on bylaw, and if so, can they speak to the time that the bylaw is?
Great question. I'd look favorably upon a counselor or executive that has sat a file in the past to speak to it.
And that would best be a request for information, just for your
okay.
Vice President staff.
Have you sat on it?
I have.
Oh,
you probably know more than me.
That's not true.
So I can speak to it lightly. I was a member last year on it, though only kind of near the end because I was replacing someone who had to step out from it. Basically with bylaw committee, you go through, and you might have noticed on the site, there's dozens of bylaws for everything ranging from how committees operate to how the Students' Union as a whole is accountable to students and what it means to be in camera, everything like that. Basically, bylaw committee goes through those bylaws to make amendments to improve them and update them as the time is required. And there are a number of items, I believe, that were carried over for this coming year that are going to be similarly to audit committee in transition papers for when you enter into that role, so you're aware. But the bylaw committee last year did a lot of important work that I think is really going to improve student life here on campus. So if you're interested in kind of going to the deep and thick of it there and making improvements at sort of that level, I think it's a good committee for you. What's similar, I think, to audit committee, the amount of work this committee takes is really dependent on how much the chair wants to put forward and how often that chair wants to meet. So that's really to the extent I can talk about it if anyone else wants to speak to it.
Thank you, Vice President Staff. Councilor Bowes?
So last year, from my experience, we met twice a month, approximately.
Go ahead. Certainly. I can provide that information. So bylaw committee is in charge of reviewing the Students' Union bylaws, which are the governing documents for the Students' Union itself. And the policy committee looks over and reviews new policies and expired policies that govern the way the Students' Union executives advocate, Student Union executives and council and Student Union as a whole advocate to government. So it holds various stances, such as the Student Union's stance on tuition, advocating that we have a certain place to take in that.
Only that I would just word it differently in that there's bylaws which are like governance policies, and then it's political policies.
Yes.
is the formal term for it. So anything that involves politics, whether it's university politics, government politics.
Yeah.
But that's policy committee.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. Okay. Nomination time. So we have 7 seats on bylaw committee, and we have 2 submissions to those seats. So we have 5 more to fill. I'll now open the floor to nominations. Vice President Agarwal, please go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Luke Stett, or AP Stett.
Vice President Stett, do you accept?
I'll accept.
Thank you. Councillor Sunday, please go ahead.
I'd like to nominate President Bandegger.
President Bandegger, do you accept?
I respect the
decline. Councilor Bartosola.
I'd like to nominate Councilor McKenzie.
Councilor McKenzie, do you accept?
Accept.
Thank you. Councilor Bowes.
So I would like to nominate Councilor Sunday.
Councilor Sunday, do you accept?
Yes, thank you.
Councillor Beasley.
I would like to nominate Councillor Dixon.
Councillor Dixon, do you accept?
Yes.
Next is Councillor Hoosh. Councillor Vargas also.
Yeah. I'd like to nominate Councillor Marinakis.
Councillor Marinakis.
I accept.
You. President Bonner. Nope. Okay. Shut it off.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Draper.
Mr. Draper, do you accept?
I believe I'm already nominated.
You are.
C is correct.
Speeches and vote. Going once, going twice. Okay, we will move into 1 minute. So as per the standing order, so bylaw or standing orders, not standing orders, we will move through the procedure to allow each individual 1 minute to speak, and we'll go through the order that it was submitted. So we will move through the individuals that submitted ahead of time, and then allow the individuals who were nominated tonight to speak after that. So we'll start with Councillor Valdris Alba.
It's me again. So believe it or not, CAG actually does quite a lot. Like, literally all the food that you will ever eat is because of CAG. And that's actually one of the places where I'm most excited to get to work. Not just because of the food that we're eating, but what we're eating it on. Because one of the coolest programs that the Students Union runs is the Reusable Dish Program. And guess who doesn't use it, but probably should, given that we literally like run the SU, us, right? Like, that's one of the many amazing changes that I will work towards on CAG. Better dishes. Also, like, I'm on CAG. I'll help do the dishes. I know I don't do them at home. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's one of the many things. CAG's great. I get some really cool jackets, look real snazzy in them. We can roll up, I'll play some music. I'm sure the speaker has some great recommendations after coming back from Rolling Loud.
Cancer Butter, thank you.
Point of information?
Present Butter.
That was a great speech, but I will say Council does use the Reusable Dish Program. As of 3 meetings, we just didn't have, because of the turnover, we don't have a cafeteria to facilitate that, but the orders are in.
Thank you, President Bunnegar. Move to. Go ahead, Ms. Kidd.
Due to my work schedule, I will not be able to make this meeting, so I'm going to have to flip off to sleep if I can, so I will withdraw my acceptance.
Thank you for your speech, Councilor Barnes.
Sorry, I just checked.
No worries, thank you. Congratulations to you, Member Chen. Move on to the next item of business. Item 7E, nomination to Finance Committee. And this committee, read off the description. Finance Committee is composed of 7 voting members of Students' Council, the Vice President of Student Life, and the Vice President of Operations and Finance. This is the first committee that we've ran into that has ex officio members. And what that means is there are individuals who hold seats on this committee in which they don't need a nomination. So in here we have the Vice President of Student Life and Vice President of Operations and Finance, and we'll be voting in the 7 voting members of Students' Council. And it also comprises of several non-voting members from several stakeholder groups. The committee is responsible for developing policy and dispersing grants from numerous funds, including student group funds and the Access Fund. The committee also oversees the Student Union Awards Program, recommends the annual operating budget to the Students' Council as per required by Students' Union legislation, and makes recommendations on alternations to the budget. We have pre-submitted nominees, of which we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Requiring 2 more. Yes, Mr. Post.
Point of information. This is something which I was said last year, that if you sit on Finance Committee, you are not eligible to apply for any of the SU scholarships. So someone please correct me if I'm wrong.
Great point. He is correct. So as a member of Finance Committee, you will be part of the team that will be adjudicating the Student Union Awards, and in which case you will not be eligible for them because you are privy to the candidates and will be adjudicating them, creating a conflict of interest. Great point, thank you. Any other points before we open this up? We have 2 additional seats. Yes. Okay. Sure. Time commitment? Yeah. Yes, so I've been requested to speak at time commitment. Did you have a different question?
Yeah, point of information.
Go ahead.
Does this also involve student groups as well? Like the funding for student groups as well?
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
So we had council last year who was a part of the student group, and it was a student group doing it and not him.
And I'll speak also. So the student group funding was awarded by a committee that comprises of some Students Union staff and members of Finance Committee. If you are part of a student group that you're aware of that will be submitting to it, you can simply choose not to be put onto that committee that will be making those award submissions. So not everybody on Finance Committee is a part of that discussion. Thank you for that. Thank you for the question.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
Or I guess information. For the adjudication of awards, Does every member of finance committee sit on that adjudication committee? Because if so, does the same principle apply to student groups in that as long as you're not a part of the adjudication committee, you can still apply for awards? Or is the principle different?
Okay.
Let's
prevent
Tim
to speak to that.
I was on finance.
Councilor Douche?
The same principle does not apply because the requirement that you cannot be on finance committee and receive an award is actually outlined in bylaw. So it's not a principle, it's actually outlined.
And in that regard, if you are aware of a student group applying and that principle and that, then your student group is applying, there is the option to abstain from that group, from that vote, because of the fact that you're aware of your student. Any other points, questions, clarification? Still great. It's good information for those who want to put their name for it. So we now have three seats open for nomination, and I'd like to open the floor for nominations. Vice President Larson.
Can I nominate Councillor Marianakis?
Councillor Marianakis, do you accept?
I accept.
Wonderful. We'll now move to Councillor Vargas Alba.
Can I nominate Councillor Dillon?
Do you accept?
I'll respectfully decline, thank you.
Councillor Bowles.
I would like to nominate Councillor Draper.
Councillor Draper, do you accept?
Could I have like a few minutes to think about it?
We can put your name down for now, and then if you want to decline, we'll move back.
Sounds good.
Councillor Sunday.
I would like to nominate Councillor Chen.
Councillor Chen, do you accept? So we have seven seats total, and we have seven nominees.
Oh, okay, then I'll stay.
Okay. Sounds good. Sashay, you stay.
Shantay, you stay.
I'll get better. I'm learning. Looking for more nominations?
No.
Going once, going twice, and we have our finance committee. Next up, we have item 7F, which is nominations to nominating committee. The best name in the world and the best name of the motion in the world, nominating committee. I will read the description to nominating committee. Nominating committee is responsible for organizing recruitment efforts and screening candidates for various governance positions that come up throughout the year, which the SU is mandated to provide candidates for. This can include filling vacant seats on General Faculty's Council and the Senate, recruiting volunteers for selection committees and focus groups, filling students' union committees and working groups, or handling other recruitment-related tasks as necessary. We have one nominee ahead of time, so that means we have four seats to fill from the floor. And do we have any questions about this committee? President Bonner?
I can provide some
like more context as a point of information, if that's okay.
Please do.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this committee, nominating committee, is very interesting because they typically used to meet on an ad hoc basis. So whenever there were seats to adjudicate, for example, like during the summer year, we adjudicate senators and we adjudicate the GFC student vacancies. They meet typically during this time. However, I see nominating committee in the future changing a little bit because of certain changes in the SU. So they might be meeting on more of a regular basis or more of a monthly basis because there are just a lot more seats to adjudicate for. So GFC, for example, is going to happen over the summer. The Senate ones will be done for this year, so the next year's one will come later. There's a couple of operational committees that the Students Union wants student at large for, so we're going to be doing opening nominating committee for that process. So they will be doing slightly more quote-unquote work than in previous years, just because we're wanting to test out how nominating committee can help us adjudicate more student at large for committees.
Thank you, President Bonner.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Councilor Sade.
Just a quick addition to that, because we have not done it like this before, but nominating committee will also have the role of looking for and filling the Aboriginal student at large positions on the Aboriginal Asian Regulation Day.
Thank you, Councilor Sunday. Any other questions or points before we move to nominations? Councilor Dixon, you look like you do. Okay. Move on to, we'll now open to nominations. Our first one is Councilor Beasy.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Chen.
Councilor Chen, do you accept?
I accept, thank you.
Councilor Bowles.
So I would like to nominate Councilor McKenzie.
Councilor McKenzie, do you accept?
I accept.
President Blackheart.
I'd like to nominate Councilor C.
I accept.
Thank you. And Councilor Vargas Alba.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Kidd.
Councilor Kidd?
No, thank you. I respectfully decline. Thank you.
And Councilor Sunday.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Isaac.
Councilor Isaac?
I respectfully decline.
Vice President Agarwal.
I'd like to nominate, sorry, I don't know your fair last name, Councilor Phoebe's last name. Sorry.
Councilor Maricanis.
Maricanis, so I'd like to nominate Councilor Maricanis.
Councilor Maricanis.
Marinakis, but
Mari Nakis. Have I been butchering it?
Everyone's been butchering it, it's okay.
Thank you. Can you say that for council to hear?
My
Can
last
say
name?
Say it again.
Marinakis.
Marinakis. Perfect. Thank you for clarifying. Myself and council. Thank you.
I'll accept for now.
Okay. Councilor Bowes.
I would like to nominate Councilor Scott for Vice President instead. Sorry.
All respectfully. Fine, thank you.
And back to Councilor Sunday.
I'd like to nominate Vice President Larson.
Vice President Larson.
I'm going to have to respectfully decline, thank you. Point of information.
Go ahead.
The Vice President External and Vice President Academic are already members of this committee.
You are right.
So you can, yeah.
Don't nominate them.
I'd like to nominate my main man, Draper, over here.
In the heart of Shoot Your Shot 2019, I'll accept.
Thank you, Councilor Draper. On to the next. Seeing no other nominations, we have currently we are sitting at 6 nominated for 5 seats. And Councilor Draper.
I will rescind my
All right.
Competition is not a bad thing yet.
Not at all.
Not a bad thing.
Any more nominations? Going once, going twice, 3 times, seeing none. Congratulations to the members nominated. Thank you. We'll now move on to the next item of business, item 7G. Actually, we'll move back. So we'll move back to item 7A because we have results. That was item 7B, my bad. So we have results on our tally. In no particular order, congratulations, Councillor Sunday, Councillor Vargas Alba, and Councillor Hadouche. We have our Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee. Thank you. That concludes item 7B. We'll now move down to item 7G, nominations to Policy Committee. We have six members currently nominated for Policy Committee, which there are six members of Students' Council. I will read the description of the Policy Committee. Policy Committee is comprised of six voting members of Students' Council. The Vice President, Academic and External and Student Life all sit ex officio on this committee. The committee makes recommendations to Students' Council on student union political policies, which guide the advocacy efforts of SU's, of the Students' Union Executives and Student Representative Associations. Student Representative Associations comprise of faculty associations, residence associations, department associations, am I missing any? I think that covers them all. Any group that represents a group on campus, this political policy affects them. The committee also receives reports from the executive committee on its policy activities and evaluates their effectiveness. I will now move back to the agenda.
Mr. Speaker, can I add some more information?
Councilor Brown. Vice President Brown, go ahead.
Thank you. So just for a little bit of extra information, personally this is my favorite committee, but this literally is like the decisions of what you want myself or the president or any executive to go to government and say that students want. This is the foundation of it. It's not where we get necessarily always into the very nitty-gritty of exactly what we want out of government, but we set those general concepts as to what students are looking for. So it's really, really important. A few policies. The policies that are up for renewal this year, so these are the policies that this committee will for sure be examining. Mandatory non-instructional fees, public transit, scholarships and bursaries, sexual violence, student spaces, tuition, and we will be finishing up the reconciliation policy as well. So it's a very, it's a pretty loaded year, and that does not limit policies that won't be expiring at the end of this year from also being brought forward. If you saw something in, I don't know, the nonpartisan policy that we passed this year that you wanted to change for next year, you could still bring that forward, as well as any new policies as well. I personally will be bringing one or two forward that have never been in our book before. So it's a really exciting committee. It should be a really exciting time, so I encourage everybody to run for it.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. Any other questions on this committee before we go forward to nominations? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to other nominations than those who have been submitted ahead of time. Go ahead.
I nominate Councillor Draper.
I accept.
Councillor Draper, next on the
I nominate Councillor Easley.
I accept. Thank you. Councillor Kidd or McKenzie?
I nominate Councillor Kidd.
Okay.
I accept.
Accept.
I nominate Councillor Jamali.
I'll respectfully.
Okay. And Vice President Larson.
Can I nominate Councillor Marinakis as well?
I accept.
Okay. Vice President Brown.
I'll nominate Councillor Neary.
Councillor Neary? Submitted candidates will go first in the order they've submitted, and then afterwards we will continue through the 4. Therefore, we'll start with Councillor Barisalvo.
Yay. So this is one of the committees that I was like most excited for over the last like few bits, like few like months, years, who knows. So I'm gonna split this into kind of what my qualifications look like and like my vision for my position within the committee. So I think that I'm incredibly qualified for this position. I think that you know, not just tons of passion for policy and what that looks like. I've also been involved in policy positions across various organizations in the past, including the Alberta Public Interest Research Group, which is at DFU on campus, where I met Nathan. I was also one of the winners of OASIS's first ever case competition, or case like policy case competition. It was phenomenal. I knew the past chair really well for a while, and like knew a lot of what was happening on the committee pretty well for a while as well. So I do have quite a lot of experience there, just knowing how it runs, and knowing the ways in which like policy needs to get done and the ways in which we can look forward to have just really strong policy looking forward. And what my vision looks like then is really implementing that. I think that knowing that I'm now appointed.
Move on next to Councillor Dixon.
Cool, yeah, I feel like this is the committee that I'm most passionate about, and the reason being is that I think that the issues that I advocated for on my platform and that I think then probably matter to art students will be best addressed by having a seat on this committee. I think particularly some things that I'm really passionate about and would like to bring into all aspects, even if they're not necessarily directly applicable, is advocacy for accessibility, particularly for those with different learning abilities. I feel like a lot of the time, particularly within the university, we are left behind. And so I feel like it's good to bring it into literally every single policy decision that we come to. I think another thing is looking at sustainability. Even if something doesn't seem to be directly applicable to sustainability on campus, everything is, and it's a very pressing issue. So I'd like to bring that up and also introduce policy that has to do with that. And I think finally, just always focusing on inclusivity no matter what the issue is. So just generally, I think that this is a place where
Councillor Dixon. Move on to Councillor Isaac.
Hi, so I'm going for a seat on the policy committee mainly because I think that advocacy is a crucial part of the role as a counselor, and I think that something that qualifies me to be in this position is that I'm the incoming vice president external of the Arts Faculty Association, OASIS, where my role is literally to advocate on behalf of arts students. And I think that in order to advocate properly, you have to be able to connect and communicate with the students that you're advocating for. And being part of the Faculty Association and having connections to different department associations enables me to actually be in communication with the students that we're representing and have an accurate picture of what it is that they want us to bring to the executives and consequently our government, especially in a political time like this. So some issues that I'm really passionate about include emphasizing the equity, diversity, and inclusion policy. I think that making sure that it's specific and actually addresses the needs of the people that it's targeting is really important. Additionally, I think just having an understanding of like Bill 19 and
then
for
those
companies.
Move on to Councillor Sagan.
Thanks, everyone. I'm Sagan. I'm running for a spot on policy, mainly because I think that the importance of policy obviously cannot be stressed enough. It's something that runs literally entirely how our student union functions and every single policy that we make, from everything from transportation to the importance of how students are treated on campus. Like, policy like cannot be stressed enough in its importance. I think I have a lot of experience with writing policy, as I've been on the Student Advocacy Council for the past 2 years. I've written municipal policy recommendations, and through that process have learned a lot about what policy research looks like and what goes into working on those projects and how those policies can be brought forward and things that can be generalized to writing policies for the Students' Union. And I've learned a lot of tools that will help me in this role, finding ways that policy can be generalized to not just students in my faculty, the Faculty of Science, but all across the university. And those roles have obviously to look at a multitude of important issues. And so with the policy committee, I really hope to be able to take the
change.
Thank you.
Move on to Councillor C.
Hello everyone, I'm Samantha and I'd like to run for the policy committee. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've written down the things that I decided on a while ago here in this paragraph, for if you want extra, but the things I want to highlight is that I'd like to implement a phrasing that follows a common pattern. So I spoke with the former policy committee chair, and this is something he sees needs to be done, so this is something that I would implement. I'm also passionate about English, and writing is my English major, so I would use my writing rhetorical skills to improve the policy writing in the language. I'll think critically of how the policy would work, and not just in the next year, but the 4 years from now until it is renewed. So I'll be thinking about how that policy will benefit or not benefit the future, not just the short-term future. I'm also will be definitely in touch with ATAP, which is working towards reconciliation. That's the Aboriginal Teaching Education Program. So even though I'm not part of ARC, I will definitely keep in touch with them and also with ATAP. I have organization and dedication. I love listening to different ideas.
Thank you, Councillor C. Move on to Councillor Bowes.
So last year I wasn't part of policy committee, but I still attended some of the meetings. And this year my main focus would be to bring some changes to certain policies like internationalization policy, experiential learning policy, and student financial assistance policy. With that being said, if I get elected tonight, I also do intend to run for the chair. So if you want a really cool chair for policy who will also get things done, both Councillor Bowes for policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowes. We have four nominees from the floor, and I will run through them quickly to ensure we have everybody. We have Councillor Draper, Councillor Beasley, Councillor Kidd, and Councillor Marinakis. Please, Greg.
Marinakis.
I was right. am I missing anybody? Okay, we'll then move to Councillor Draper first.
Hey, my name is David, Councillor Draper, if you're the speaker. I personally am really excited about running for policy committee. I think policy is one of the ways that we directly impact students the most, and I ran on a platform making sure that every single thing that the SU does puts students first. And that's where I think I can have the most difference is through policy. There's quite a lot of things I would like to get into and actually like put forward, but there's not only about a minute to actually go through them here. But to kind of go over it, I think stuff like transportation can be a lot more accessible for students. I think a lot of the stuff that we have going on is important, but I also think we need to actually increase the accessibility of our policies and make sure that students actually have the option and have the time to read them. So making more accessible policy platforms that students can go and actually understand where their SU stands for stuff. And I think that would be a phenomenal way to actually impact student lives more than just putting forward the policies, but making sure they themselves understand them. I also want to make sure that we have more student involvement in that kind of stuff. So I would be a strong voice to ensure town halls.
Move on to Councillor Beasley.
So I wrote something out, but I submitted it late. So here it is, right out in a minute, essentially. So policy is what I'm like personally most excited for, because policy is how we communicate like our values and beliefs as the student union to like through all of our advocacy. Like I personally believe and hope to transition this if elected to the policy committee, holding ourselves to the highest standard possible because of like how important it is to have that standard to show and to lead in these like policy regards, right? The role of committee as well for oversight is incredibly important because it's like it ensures that we actually like have this advocacy going through to be like achieving actual like tangible goals. So like the role of the policy committee as like a backstop and as someone that can actually like get reports and be reported to is important as well. Now, in terms of like my own resume, I don't have too much in regards to this. What I have is a lot of passion. I lost a one in the Oasis case competition because I also love policy. And I really hope to bring this passion. I'm really hopeful that I get elected in that regard.
Thank you, Councillor Beasley. We'll now move on to Councillor Kidd.
So I ran for policy committee not because I know much about policy. I've not won a case competition, and I've not done any education society where I put together policy. But I ran because education students feel that the SU and the student council is not doing enough for them. And I think we can have policy that will help these students, these transient students maybe who don't spend that much time on campus, feel like we are working for them. Five people are running for this committee from ARTS alone. We don't want this SU to be for people starting their career in politics, so let's put people who want to represent different groups on student, from our student body. I'm really passionate about getting a scholarship for students who are on work experience semesters. These are expensive semesters. Tuition does not go down by much, and you cannot work another job. And if you're an ed specifically, you don't get paid. So. Please,
Thank you, Councillor Kidd. I'm going to move on to Councillor Marnackis.
Thank you. So I was actually really unprepared for this nomination, but the reason that I agreed to it is that I believe that I do offer a different perspective in regards to policymaking. I am a business student as well as an HR major. Also this summer, I do have the privilege of working with the City of Edmonton, specifically helping with the implementation of the framework GBA Plus analysis. And if anyone's unfamiliar with that, it's essentially just allowing more perspectives from the stakeholders that policies are made for so that more voices are heard when policies are implemented. And I feel taking that experience as well as some of my business knowledge will make me a great candidate for this position. So please consider me and thank you for listening.
Thank you. That concludes our 1 minute speeches. We'll now move into the same system we did before, the preferential ballot. We have listed the names for your reference on the screen here. Please take some time and rank your ballot and then put your votes in a preferential order. We will take a couple minutes to do so, and I'll and please get it in as soon as you can.
Here's the ballot.
Because standing orders have not yet been accepted, therefore it is not automatically closed.
Thank you.
Technically, it's currently lawless.
Like,
Student groups that may make determinations in regards to complaints against student groups and appeals by student groups to decisions made by student group services. New committee standing orders and webpage for student group committee will be online soon. Any questions or comments or further clarification to this committee? Seeing none, I would like to request clarification on the first point. Who is ? Councilor Dixon?
That's me, but I'm actually going to withdraw from
the Okay. Thank you. We now have four people for two.
Was that what you wanted to do?
Thank you. So continuing, we now have four nominations for two seats. If there are no questions, comments, or further clarifications to the committee, I will move to nominations from the floor. And we will start. Council, excuse me. We'll move to nominations from the floor. Please feel free to nominate if anyone is interested. Seeing no nominations. Twice. No nominations from the floor. So we do have four individuals for two seats. Okay, so we will then move into our speeches for the election. And we'll start in order in which they are submitted, which is Councilor Syed. 1 minute.
Hi everyone. First of all, I'd like to say that student groups are one of the most important things to me on campus. That helped me as a student get used to being at the University of Alberta, which was a huge environment change. I think that they are the core of an inclusive and inviting campus, and one of the greatest things that council can do to reach out externally to students. And because of this, I think that the student group committee is like an absolutely important and essential voice as a group of elected students. So this year I actually had the opportunity to serve as an executive on a new startup student group, and through that experience I saw a lot of issues that can come up when students are reaching out and when we're reaching out to student group services and all of these things. And so with the role that the student group committee plays when it comes to complaints and appeals when it comes to the student groups and their issues, I think that my passion combined with my experience makes me a very qualified candidate for this role. And the insurmountable importance of this committee is something that I consider very important. And so for all the students, I hope you consider it.
We'll move to the next nominee, Councillor Hughes.
Honestly, I don't really know what this committee is about, but I'm just kind of excited about it. I have a lot of time to fill this summer, and I just kind of want to get on it and see what it's going to be about. I just think it would be cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Douche. Move on to Councillor Draper.
So,
had a decent amount of experience on student groups. I've been able to serve on a very diverse set of student groups, such as OASIS. I've served on the Greek Orthodox, I've also served on the Greek Honor Society, and I've also worked with various other organizations, such as CGSR, and I've worked with Multi-Equality and various other wide breadth of student groups. And I think the best way to fully understand how to govern these bodies, how to discipline them, how to actually deal with them, is through first-hand experience. I think that first-hand experience I've had with them, understanding their organizational structure, understanding their the way they actually go about their daily life, is important to actually governing them. So I think that experience makes me a strong candidate for this position, and I think I'd do a great job in it, so you should vote for me. Let's get this bread.
Thank you, Councillor Draper, and Councillor Sunday.
Thank you. Having sat on Students' Council for a while, I was around when this was initially brought to Council by the then Vice President of Student Life, Ilya Ushakov. Thank you. And as a result, I have seen the various iterations that were brought forward to Council and to Bylaw Committee, and I have a background knowledge about the committee. As well as it is a new committee, I believe that I will be able to offer some of my expertise that I have gained through working with various committees, both at the Students' Union and abroad. Throughout my time at university, I've also been on several student groups, both as an executive and just a general member, and I have been on groups that have functioned well and groups that have been fairly dysfunctional, and I believe my experience in both those two realms would aid me if I was chosen for the student group committee. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, Councillor Sunday. That concludes our four nominees for two seats. We will pass out our preferential ballots. And in the essence of time, I'd like to give a maximum of 5 minutes to complete your ballots. So please hand it in by 9:50, and we will continue on with our nominations.
Policy and the bylaws and stuff, and we're translating it. It might be good to have someone who does know the spirit of the meaning of these policy and bylaws just to give us a little heads up to help us translate.
We have two nominees ahead of time for the translation committee. And I will read out the committee. Or is it not on there? Okay. Is there a description?
No, not yet, because it's just it's not
good. Brand new.
It's happy
stretching. Okay. That's the go ahead.
So the translation committee is basically there to translate any changes to bylaw or political policy or any new ones that come out, and then those translations will be looked over by an actual translator afterwards just to make sure that everything is okay. And one final point of clarification for this committee, if we don't fill it, we do have the option to fill it with students at large who are French speaking and able to help with translation. I don't remember, but I think there's something about it in dialogue
that's there for. I do remember.
Were you part of the drafting standing orders for this?
No, were you? There's no standing orders yet.
No
there's
standing
just
orders
a bylaw.
Or a bylaw for it?
It is a committee.
It is a committee.
Yeah, it's a
bylaw. What we're concerned is whether or not there's a requirement to speak French.
No,
in
it's
bylaw.
Not.
It's
no,
it's
not.
It's not
a
bylaw.
It would be a lot easier on the translation committee if there is not everyone. If someone just knows your basics,
there is no requirement, I know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Councilor Rose?
Yeah, so I was present during that meeting.
Okay, cool. Thank you for the clarification.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, any more questions, comments on this committee? So we have 5 seats on the translation committee and 2 nominees already, so we need 3 more from the floor. I'll open up nominations and we'll start at that's Councillor Sand.
I nominate Councillor Isaac.
Councillor Isaac, do you accept?
I accept.
Councillor C.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Jean Baldin.
I accept.
Thank you.
Why is there so many French speakers this year?
Vice President Agarwal?
I nominate Vice President Brown.
Vice President Brown, do you accept?
I do accept.
I need to see if Jamie on the
Yes, Dick. Councillor Barak Sullivan.
I was going to nominate Councillor Jamaluddin, but I'll nominate Councillor C.
Councillor C?
I'd like to respect the
Vice President Staff?
I'd like to nominate Vice President Larson.
Larson?
I'll accept.
Wait, what?
No,
it's
fine. Sorry.
I thought
it was good.
She forgot.
Councillor Beasley?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Chen.
Councillor Chen, do you accept?
Sorry, I'm on 2%. By the way, I want to nominate Councillor Beasley.
Okay. I would like to respectfully remind Councillors to wait your turn while we're making nominations. We'll move through in the order in which you push your button. We have Councillor C again.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Kidd.
Councillor Kidd, do you accept?
Yeah.
Why are there so many French speakers this year?
No current nominations are on the floor. No other current nominations on the floor. Are there
working.
Any others? Going once? Going twice? 3 times? No more nominations. We will do our handy-dandy speech system in which we will conduct an election for the seats on the translation committee. As always, we will move forward with the in the order that was submitted. So we'll start with Councillor Hibsch.
So as I had written in my thing, I am literally the only councillor who has to speak French. This is my baby, although I have had no part in making this committee or had no part in influencing it. But I love it, and I'm hoping to be chair of it, so I would just like to do it. What else? I've taken so many French classes, it's not even funny, so please don't put them to use. Let me be part of this
committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Douche. We'll move to Councillor
Vargas-Alba. I love French. I love to French. I've been doing it. I've been speaking French since I was 5, before I even spoke English. I have had extensive training in translation and transcription. And I also also think that the translating committee shouldn't just be for French. I think that looking at the ARC recommendations and the recommendations that talk about translating to Cree is incredibly important, and hopefully looking forward creating a committee that talks about the possibilities of being able to translate to Mishif as well. So that's things that I really like to talk about.
Thank you, Councillor Vargas-Alba. We'll now move to our nominations from the floor, which I will run through again to ensure you didn't miss anybody. I have Councillor Isaac, Councillor Jamaline, Vice President Brown, Vice President Larson, and Councillor Kidd. Seeing no corrections, we'll start with Councillor Isaac, please.
So I've been speaking French all my life. So I think that could prove to be an asset on this committee, but also I think that it's important that we have committees that are representative of all the students that we're serving, which does include the Francophone community, which in general can be subject to marginalization and can suffer from a lack of accessibility to the resources that we have at Student Council. So I think it's important that we have a bunch of people that are working towards making sure that all people can understand what's happening with council and what affects them. And yeah, I think they can help with that. So.
Thank you, Councillor Isaac. We'll now move to Councillor Jamaline.
There we go. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Kind of the main reason is I did grow up learning French. There's been a gap between, it's been a while, but I feel that I've gotten back into it a little bit, and I feel that this will help. I guess to refresh my French, but also for any other languages, like I'm not sure if that would ever happen, but I do also speak Arabic. That would help at any point, if it ever needs to be translated that way, so yeah. So.
Thank you, Councillor Jamaline. We'll then move to Vice President Brown.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Anyone that knows me knows I am ridiculously passionate about Campus Saint-Jean, about linguistic accessibility in French, about Canadian bilingualism, and I have been for the last basically since I arrived here, but including when I took French immersion in Calgary growing up. I've worked for the Office of the Commissioner of Official Languages, so I do have a pretty solid background in knowing in doing translations, but also knowing how that falls in a Canadian context. I've been the president of the Campus Saint-Jean Students Association. I've been widely involved in Alberta's Francophone community over the last 4 years, most notably as Prime Minister of the Francophone Youth Parliament of Alberta, and as the Government House Leader of the Canadian Francophone Youth Parliament in Ottawa. And I'm very much looking forward to helping make sure that students at Campus Saint-Jean and other Francophone students across the University of Alberta are able to understand our bylaws and political policies at the Students' Union.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. We'll now move on to Vice President Larson.
I want to join the transition committee for various reasons, but my French roots date back to preschool, where I was singing my ABCs in English before I was two, and my parents threw me into French immersion so I could learn a thing or two about the language, and I fell in love with it. And moving to Kelowna come late end of middle school into high school, I lost the French immersion side of it. But going up through elementary school and being a provincial medalist in the Concours d'Oratoire really brought the French aspects of it for me, and I want to be able to integrate that into policy so that these policies are made available across our campuses here next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Larson. We'll now move to Councillor Kidd.
All right, so I too have been speaking French since I was about 4 or 5. I was in the French immersion program in Calgary. And I will be teaching French to some grade twoers for 3 weeks in May. So I do feel like I know the language. And more importantly, in grade 12, I won French Student of the Month because I tried so hard. And I think that really encompasses my general person. So maybe my French basketball language is not as much as Campus Saint-Jean and someone who's so involved in the Francophonie, but I do really love French. I think it's so important. I've studied the history of the influence of the French people on Canada as a social studies minor, and this is really important to me. So I do feel confident in my ability to serve on this committee. Thank you.
Councillor Vargas, all
want to tell that very quick? I would like to make a French exit and remove my name from consideration for the committee for the next week's after time.
Thank you. With that, we have six nominees for five spots. And we will continue, we will move forward with our preferential ballot system. And we'll do similar, but we'll try and keep this to 5 minutes or under, so please submit your ballots by 10:04 now. So 10:04, to be specific.
Thank you.
We will now move, continue with item 8A, approval of the 2019-2020 meeting schedule. It was a meeting schedule is attached to your board papers. Mr. Bose, I see you going there.
Okay.
So we do need to, we'll move forward with this motion. Does someone want to move? Councilor Bose, you're quickest. I'll create really for a seconder. Councilor Douche, Deputy Canopy's hold. Vice President Larson, gotta be quick. All right, motion is on the floor. I'll now open it up for debate. Any debate on the motion? Go ahead.
Can I know how it's chosen where, when we go to Augustana and Cap St. John and why we go so little?
Great questions, which I do not know the answer.
It's mandated in standards for us to go once to each.
It's chosen at random. You can feel free to move it.
Yeah, that is a great question for the future CAC committee, which you can bring up.
Or, all as well, if you see something here you don't like, or if you think there's a mistake or something, you could propose a motion to amend. However, that is also that can also be done later on by CAC.
Request for information.
Yes, sorry.
I know there's many people out there. Does anybody know if any of these dates coincide with a solstice?
Solstice is all solstice.
Well, there's the fall.
And there's only one 21st on here. It's May.
Well, that's a
May 21st.
That's
not solstice.
Tough
for information. Why?
Yeah.
Well, I figured if one of those was a solstice, I would amend this so that we go to a cult to enlarge on the solstice.
Well,
would the council please clarify?
Can I
what? Whoa, what I just said?
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to know because I think that if one of these dates coincides with the solstice, we should move our dates to go to Wakotuin Lodge at Augustana campus.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Apologies. Councilor Kidd.
There's 1 2 days after the equinox. I don't know if that is the same as the solstice, but that is what Google says.
Okay, well, thank you. It's all good, everybody.
Thank you for the inquiry. Any further debate?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is something that I'll bring up with CAC. I do really appreciate what was said before, that I do think we should be going to Campus St. John and Augustana more than once a year. I know it means a lot to the students there to show up, more than a camper council to show up and actually engage with them. So I will, I'll bring this forward later to CAC, but I would like to see the February meeting that's currently scheduled for Campus St. John. I'd like to see a Campus St. John meeting either moved to the fall or one added to happen in the fall. But I will bring that up with CAC.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. Councilor Draper.
This doesn't necessarily have any social, cultural, or religious significance, but June 18th is my birthday, so I'd rather not have a meeting then if it goes like 12 hours long like this. So
it won't.
Yeah?
It's a summer meeting. It's not going to go this long.
Okay, cool.
Okay, that would be the hope, but otherwise, attendance policy exists. We are currently in debate, so we'll have to please press your speaking turns to participate.
You can get a proxy if you don't want
to. Councilor Barrisola.
A quick note. The fall equinox is on September 23rd, and there is a meeting on the 24th. I'm not sure if that makes a big of a difference, but yeah.
Call the question?
We have a call to question. We also have one.
Thank you.
We have one more speaker in the list. Only one. But call to question. Okay. As the speaker's list is exhausted, call to question is no longer needed. Because we're moving forward. So we will move to a vote. Okay. All right. We'll vote in a moment because I'm learning the process.
Okay, so it's now open.
Can you tell us that, like, what is
it? I'll do a quick recap here. So in front of your little black box, you have three buttons. There's a plus, a zero, and a minus. plus is an affirmative. Zero is an abstention, and a minus is a gate. Okay? So those of you who weren't here at the beginning, an abstention is supposed to be used, I can't tell you how to vote, but I will tell you that abstention is supposed to be used if you have a conflict of interest. That is not something to just, if you don't want to vote. If you don't want to vote, don't vote. Okay? Abstention is for conflict of interest, positive if you agree, minus if you don't agree. Go ahead. Press your button.
We'll close voting in 3, 2, 1. Motion passes with 18 in favor, 1 abstention, and 1 against. With the abstention, like we noted. Nope. We'll move ahead with the agenda. We have no further orders on the agenda. Agenda is exhausted, and therefore we will continue with the attendance and then conclude the meeting. We'll do that then. We're going to back up and do policy committee results because we have them. All right, in no particular order, moving back to board and committee business item 7G, we have the successful counselors. Counselor Vargas-Alba, Counselor Isaac, Counselor Syed, Counselor Maranakis, Counselor C, and Counselor Kidd. Congratulations. With that, we will continue to attendance and conclude the meeting. President Bhatnagar.
Present.
VP Vice President Agarwal.
Here.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Vice President Staff.
Here.
Vice President Larson.
Here.
The Governor Lee is.
Before I tweet this up, do you mind if I confirm the names? Sure. One of you ready?
Yeah.
Councilor McKenzie.
One second. I don't want to mess you up.
Councilor Vargas-Alba.
Here.
Councilor Weasley.
For policy.
Councilor Chen.
Councilor
Dixon.
These are the names.
Councilor Draper.
I'll look.
Councilor Isaac.
Here.
Councilor Ismail. Councilor Maranaki. I am sorry.
Present.
Councilor Kiss.
Yeah, sorry.
Councilor C.
Here.
Councilor Oddwine.
How many names in total? 6.
Councilor Sunday. Councilor Nugent.
For the Hong Kong.
Councilor Hadoosh.
Here they are.
Councilor Padesh.
McKenzie.
Padesha.
Councilor
Dillon.
For finance.
Councilor Tara.
Dixon, Beasley, Padoosh.
Councilor Jamali.
Ismail, Dixon.
Councilor McVeigh.
Beasley, Willis, Marino, Councilor Draper.
Councilor Syed.
Mm-hmm. Hadoosh.
Seven. I am here, General Manager is not. Meeting adjourned at 10:12 p.m.
Okay. There's 8 persons listed here, so Hadoosh withdrew.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah, so Hadoosh is not on there. Cat? So Vargas Alba, Beasley, Sunday 5, Hadoosh. Scene group. Student group results are not in yet. They'll be mailed out to counselors once they're complete.
Thank you. Same thing with translation.
Okay. Council, a reminder that we have your non-disclosure agreements at the front here. Please, if you have